I covet your prayers today. We need the Lord every step of the way. We cannot do anything without Him. And I thank the Lord. I'm glad I'm one of His workers. He is my boss man. When I leave from here, I want to go back to His home. And His home is no more than heaven. Believe it or not, that's what we're going to preach on today is heaven. Let us all say heaven.
Heaven.
We need to speak it because that's why we're going to come into church. That's why we're living a holy life. That's why we're doing good deeds and trying to do all we know to do to please God. Because if we live right, we'll die right. And if we die right, then we're going to end up in heaven. Amen. There's a song we sing in our hymn books. It said, what will it be to be there? Amen. What will it be to be there? And I like the verse, this course where it said, glory, glory, hallelujah. Huh? While eternity prolonged, all the saints in heaven, kingdom, singing one celestial song. Praise God. That's what it's going to be. Going to be glory, glory, hallelujah. That's what it's going to be. Going to be some rejoicing time. Amen. Praise is going up and blessing coming down. I'm glad that song we sing. Some glad morning, I will fly away. Amen. Huh. Where are we flying to? Praise God. We're flying to be in heaven with the Lord. Another scripture said to be absent in this body. Come on, somebody. Is to be present with the Lord. So that's a happy time. Amen. So let's not feel like we just walk around here and we really not accomplish anything. Amen. We just the head hung down and weary in the journey and something wrong all the time. But we need to look up and say, thank you, Lord. I'm glad one day I'm going to be with you. I will be in your presence. Ain't God good? Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I don't know if I ever preach a message on heaven. I've been thinking. I don't think I have, but amen. But this is a powerful message. Amen. The Lord feeding my soul with this message. Praise God. Amen. I woke up with this message. Went to bed with it. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And when I leave from here, I want to make sure I be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The heaven is our ultimate goal. Amen. That's our ultimate goal. That's why we come to church. That's why we serve Him. That's why we live a holy life. Amen. Do you know? That's why we do everything, because our final destination will be heaven. Amen. Sometimes when you go to the airport, amen, you be flying, you want to go to California, but before you get to California, you got to go to Detroit, huh? But then the folks will ask you, say, what is your final destination? You got California, that's the last. Final destination means the last place you're flying to. Amen, California. I want to say, you in the fear of the Lord, my final destination is heaven. Praise God. That's where I want to be. I want to see Jesus. I said I want to see Jesus. I want to see Him face to face. Praise God. Somebody say, I want to see mama. I want to see my first cousin. I want to see Grandma Lou. But I want to tell you, church, can I preach here this morning? I want to see Jesus. Praise God. So that's why I want to live right. That's why I want to work while it is day. Because no man can work when night comes. Praise God. Amen. This is our finishing line. Amen. It's heaven. Praise God. This is our finishing line, church. It's heaven, praise God. Don't let nobody stop you from reaching your goal. The devil is busy out here. The devil try to hinder you. The devil try to stop you. The devil try to put stumbling blocks in your way. But I'm here to tell you, church, just go right on anyhow. Don't let nothing deter you. Don't let nothing allow you to turn around. How many know I done gone too far to turn around now? Praise God. I'm going to go right on in Jesus' name. I said I'm going to go right on in Jesus' name. I'm going to put all my might. Amen. I ain't going to be careless. I'm not going to be slowfulness. Amen. I'm going to go all the way. Praise God, because I want to end up, I want to see Jesus, amen, I want to see him, amen, and I got to make sure that I stay focused on the Lord, amen, this is where I want to end up at, praise God, amen, amen, ain't the Lord good in him, praise God, I tell you what, amen, I know a lot of people say, hey, I want to go to heaven. Amen. Heaven. I remember the older folks, you didn't say heaven. They say heaven. When I leave from here, I want to go to heaven. Amen. But I believe that's the same place they're trying to say heaven. Amen. Praise God. I believe they want to make sure. Amen. I had a grandma. She'll talk about heaven. I want to make sure. But I want to make sure that you, amen, doing the appropriate thing. Praise God. To be there. You got to be a kind person. You must be a lovable person. You must follow God's commandments. You must, amen, doing God's will. You can't, amen, curse folks out. You can't be ugly and hateful to people. Amen. You got to make sure that you doing the will of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We must be committed. Praise God. Ain't God good? It's certain things. Don't think you're just going to fly right away to heaven, but it's certain things you got to do. Amen. It's certain, amen, behavior, amen, that you must conduct. Praise God. Amen. First of all, we must be committed. Praise God. Amen. To go to heaven. We must be dedicated. Hey, praise God. Amen. The devil's busy up here. Amen. This Brother Daniel, come here. This Wi-Fi done got off here, please. Amen. Devil, back up. Amen. Go ahead, somebody. Go ahead, somebody. Open the door. Amen. Praise God. The devil's up there. Open that door back there. Praise God. I feel the presence of the devil. He don't want this message preached. Amen. Praise God on this platform. Amen. Open that other door too. Praise God. Devil, we ask that you be rebuked. Go out of here right now in Jesus' name. Praise God. I said in Jesus' name. And that's a name above every name. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. There's power in that name. The devil trying to get the Wi-Fi off and is trying to stop the procedure here. But you might as well back up. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Because I want to go to heaven. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. I hello in this place. All right. Amen. Now, in order to go to heaven, we must hold on to God. Amen. And his word. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And tell the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you every step of the way. Lord, I need you to walk with me. I need you to talk with me. I need you to hold my hand, huh, and take me to the promised land. Huh. Praise God. I want to make sure and very sure, praise God, that, amen, I will be able to make it, praise God. I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to falter by the wayside. I want to keep focused on you, Lord. Huh. Praise God. I hear one preacher, praise God. Amen. Let's see here. I hear one preacher, person asked this preacher, he said, now, how do you get to heaven? Go, come in. Go on in, turn in. Amen. Ain't that a good question? Do anyone have that question this morning? How do you get to heaven? I'm here to tell you, you can't use a GPS to get to heaven. Come on. You can't use Google and say, take me to heaven. Come on. You got to make sure you walking the walk and talking the talk. Amen. You got to make sure you doing his will. We got to make sure we obeying the word of the Lord. From Genesis to Revelation. Precept upon precept. Lord help us here. Ain't the Lord good in this place? We can't let nothing stop us. So somebody asked the preacher, say, how do you get to heaven? And I like that definition. He told her, he said, take a right and keep straight. Ain't that good? And I believe if you continue to go right and you continue to keep straight, you'll end up in heaven. Amen. He didn't say take a left, back up, and make a U-turn. How many know we got to travel? And we got to keep traveling forward. Forward, forward. Praise God. Amen. The song we sing in our hymn books, I want to just get a verse or two of that. Amen. Over here, number 406 in our hymn book, it said, heaven is a holy place. Huh? Filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within the gates appear, from defilement kept secure. Sin can never enter there. Praise God. You want to go to heaven? This is the way you go. You sin got to come out of your life. Holiness got to come in your life. Pure living must proceed in your life. The Bible says, only but the pure in heart shall see God. Heaven is a holy place. If you get to heaven, you must be holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. And I want you to go to heaven. So let's live right. Amen. So we can get to that destination. It said heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Huh? Amen. And it says sin can never enter there. All within the gates appear from defilement. All that defilement. Amen. Kept secure. But sin. I said sin can never enter there. If your hope to dwell at last when your life on earth is past, is that home so bright and fair? You must here be cleansed from sin. Have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below. Heaven grace refuse to know. But you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. Can you get that in your system, brothers and sisters? Can you get that in your system, dear ones? If you cling to sin to death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in deep, in dark despair, to the region. Come on, somebody, amen, to the regions of the lost, amen, thus to prove an awful cause. Sin, I said sin can never enter there. And that course says sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. Do you have it yet? But if at the judgment bar, sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. Praise God. I said, how many want to go to heaven? Praise God. Amen. You got to quit the sin business. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And it ain't hard to quit the sin business. You got to put the man in you. You got to put the Lord in you. He the one can help you. He the one that can stop you. Some people say, I can't stop sin, and you can't, because you can't do it on your own. You cannot. You cannot do it on your own. You need help. And who's the helper? No more than Jesus Christ. He can clean you up. He can say, man. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what pass away. And behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Let us all say new. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another song is in my spirit this morning. Praise God. Do you know that song where it said walking up the king's highway? Praise God. Huh? Walking up the king's highway. How many want to walk up the king's highway? Praise God. The song said, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven, walking up the king's highway. Another verse said, if you not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the king's highway, huh? Amen. They will be a blessing. You will be confessing. Walking up the king's highway. Praise God. That sounds like a highway I want to be on. Praise God. King's highway. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. My way gets brighter. My load get higher. Walking up the king's highway. If you be confessing, how many know there is a blessing? Walking up the king's highway. So now I hope I done set the foundation. I hope I done let you know heaven is our, amen, home. Amen. Heaven is a place. It ain't so vast, so far, or so hard that you can't attain or can't go there. Praise the Lord. The Lord want all of us, amen, to be there with him. Praise God. He got open hands and open arms. He's beckoning us to come, 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 come unto me. All ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Now let's read over here in 1 Thessalonians. Amen. The 4th chapter. Can you get to that scripture, please? Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, verses 16 through 18. The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." In other words, we will be caught up, amen, with them, amen, to go to heaven. Amen. Now we're going to be caught up. Come on, somebody. Somebody's teaching that we're going to stay down here and kingdoms going to be set up. Don't wait for those kingdoms. Amen. The Lord is setting up right now, amen, kingdoms. And we need to make sure that when he comes, we better be ready. Let us say we need to be ready because the Lord is coming back. He's sure to come. Some people said, "Preacher, I've been hearing that for years. My great grandma is saying that the Lord is coming, but I want to tell you he's still going to come, and I'm glad that he's tarrying because he's getting people more, amen, ready, giving folks time to get ready, giving folks time to get dressed, giving folks time to be prepared, praise God, but he's certainly going to come, amen. He got his time set. Only thing we need to do is be ready when he comes. Praise God. We want to be ready to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Praise God. How many want to meet the Lord? Praise God. How many want to go to heaven? Amen. You can go. Praise God. Ain't God good? Only thing you need is your ticket for departure. Praise God. Do you have your ticket this morning? Praise God. We need a check. Praise God. Amen. I want to hold the, you know, this is your ticket right here. The Word of God. Praise God. We got to make sure that we're applying the good news to ourselves each and every day. Praise God. We got to eat this book up. We got to read it. And we got to study it. And not only study and read, but we got to live it. Praise God. I said we got to live it. Praise God. Because I want to be caught up to, amen, up with the Lord. And I want to meet him in the clouds. I want to meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible said, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord." Amen. Amen. Don't let nothing stop you from meeting with the Lord. This is so important. All this living we doing, trying to please God, this is our ultimate place of abode, to be with the Lord, and we don't want to miss it. We don't want to have our labor in vain. Praise God. Praise God. Heaven is a holy place, filled with glory and with grace. It said now, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." And that's what I want to do today with you all. I want to comfort you with these wonderful words. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, it ain't nobody, nobody gonna make me miss this place. Praise God. I'm going to go on in the name of the Lord. You know, when you think about your earthly a natural home that you live in. Your home, to be able to live in your home or your apartment or wherever you live, you must pay mortgage to live there. If you don't have your mortgage payment or your rent payment, you will be evicted. How many know you got an earthly home, that your house that you live in, and we also got a what? Heavenly home. Sometimes we forget to pay the rent in our heavenly home. We will forget to pay the mortgage in our heavenly home. But in order to go to heaven, you got to pay up. Come on, somebody. In order to live in your natural home, Brother Daniel, you got to pay mortgage. Yes. Amen. Yes. Are they going to put you out? You're going to get evicted. Ain't it right? In your earthly home, you must pay to live. In your heavenly home, you must pray to live. Hello, somebody. In your heavenly home, the Lord don't accept cash or money orders or cashier checks. In this home, he accept. What do we accept? A worthy life. Amen. A holy life. Amen. A life that's dedicated and committed to God. You billionaires and millionaires, it don't matter how much money you got, you can't pay your way to heaven. You must live right. I want to make sure that my debts are paid up. That's why I'm preaching so hard today, to let you know, amen, if you go to heaven, amen, you got to make sure that you qualify. You got to make sure you meeting all the criteria. Amen. You got to make sure that you reading the policy. Word of God is the policy. And you got to read the fine writing too. Hello, somebody. I want to be a candidate for this heavenly home. Come on, somebody. Are you ready to pay the debt? Are you ready to make sure you're guaranteed that you have a spot in heaven? Amen. Like I said earlier, everybody that say they're going to heaven ain't going there, because you ain't made preparation. You didn't do the appropriate thing to make sure that you can get that place. When you want a town home, when you want to purchase a house, you go up there and talk to the personnel that taking the application. Y'all got to be on one accord. Amen. And they will have all the perks and good deals. They have all that in bold letters. But then in the fine letters, in order to get out of that, if you read that fine writing, they're going to tell you some clause there that you got to have this kind of money to get all of these perks. But they show you all the perks, but they ain't show you all that other stuff that you may say, whoa, I can't afford this one. So I'm an old, pretty old person in business. When I transact business, getting along with anything, they say, man, you got zero, amen, show up finance charges. You, man, this has happened. I said, oh, that looked good, but where the fine writing? Come on, let's get down to business. Where's the fine writing at? That's what I want to see. Amen. Not all that glitter and gold. Praise God. Amen. Read it. Read it carefully. And then sometimes you can't understand them big old words. So that's why you need to get your attorney to say, look over this contract. Make sure I'm not getting in something that I will regret. Huh? Come on, somebody. But I want to tell you right now, in the fear of the Lord, here is the policy, the word of God, from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. All of it bold. No fine writing. Whatever the Lord say will happen, will happen. We can stand on his promise. We can believe in his word. He ain't going to say nothing that he cannot perform. Amen. He's tell us in his word, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Amen. He telling you, follow me. Amen. And I will make you fishers of men. Praise God. Amen. He tell you, if you live right, you will end up in heaven. But if you do the opposite, I ain't talk much of about this, you will end up in hell. I reckon they folks say, Pastor, you didn't say nothing about hell. I'm saying it now. Yes, I can say the word hell. Hell is a place that's hot. Hell is a place where you'll last there throughout eternity. It's hot and long. You don't have no ACs there. Amen. Somebody said, give me a good cold bottle of pop. It ain't no pop there. It's flames and fire. And it's everlasting to everlasting. But it's something about the hellfire. You don't just burn up. You just burn, 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 burn. And I don't want to go there. And I will not go there. I want to go to heaven. Heaven is a holy place. Amen. Why well, want to go to heaven? We're going to read about heaven where there is no more pain. Amen. Just joy and greatness. All right, let's move on now. All right. Before we move there, I got here in my spirit, you know, everybody likes a guarantee. They want to make sure what a guarantee means, whatever you saying, it will truly happen. Amen. Now, to be guaranteed that you have your ticket or your reservation, amen, to make heaven, what you must do? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Read that, someone. This is what you must do to make sure you do have a spot in heaven. You just don't just ain't just going to fly up there and go in. But you must what? Romans 10, 9 and 10 says what? It said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth
the Lord Jesus
and shall believe in thy heart
that God hath raised him from the dead,
thou shalt be saved. Look out, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believe
unto righteousness.
And with the mouth confession is made
unto salvation.
Amen. That's guaranteed. Praise God. There's no clause there to deter that information. Amen. If you confess the Lord Jesus, not you might be saved, but you shall be saved. Praise God. We must live a holy life. We must live a clean life. We must live a pure life before God and man. Do you hear what I say? Some people say, just as long as I be pleased in man's, I mean, in the Lord's sight, I'm all right. No. But you got to be pleased in God's sight and man's sight. Some people think you can just live like you want to do and treat man wrong and just do anything to man, but you're just going to fly away with the Lord. No, if you treat your fellow man wrong, amen, you need to ask them for forgiveness. You need to get it straight. Don't think you're going to have a lot of mess down here and fly away to heaven. You got to get along with your fellow man. You got to have love for your fellow man. You got to, amen, be respectable. Praise God. Don't think you can just treat people any kind of way and then you save. No, you got to make sure you got peace with God, and you must make sure you got peace with man. Amen. All right, now let's move over here to Revelation. Praise God. I love Revelation. That's the final book, and it can help us to get our life right. Amen. All right. Revelation 21. 21. Praise God. And we want to read verses 1 through 8. Listen up, church. Brother John. John saying, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city. Hallelujah. Thank God for the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride and adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself, he ain't sending nobody else, but God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There, this is why I want to go to this place. Because there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Come on, somebody. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true
and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Praise God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Huh? And I will. I said, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. Huh? But the fearful. Now listen up, church. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and homemongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Praise God. I don't want to go to that place there. But I want to go where Jesus said he will wipe away all tears. Amen. From our eyes. I want to go to the place where, amen, there shall be no more death. Amen. I want to go to that place where there'll be no sorrow, no crying, neither there'll be any more pain. Praise God. I want to go to heaven. Amen. You can go, praise God, but you must be committed. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So I recommend you today to check yourself. Make sure that you're on the right side. Make sure that everything is pleasing you in sight with God. Praise God. Life is short. Hell is hot. Amen. And if we ain't mighty careful, praise God, some of us might end up there. But I want to end up in the Father's house. I want to end up in the Lord's pavilion. I want to be with the Lord. The Bible says, praise God, in the name of Jesus, praise God. Let's turn over here. Amen. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Let's turn over here to St. John. Amen. Amen. And let's see what St. John is saying over here in the 14th chapter. Praise God. How many want to go in the Father's house? Praise God. How many want to be with the Lord? The Bible said, in my Father's house, amen, are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I go to prepare a place, praise God, for you. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? I said, he got a house prepared for us. Praise God. We don't have to be weary in this journey. We don't have to worry about when we leave from here. God got a prepared place for prepared people. Ain't God good in this place? So the Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I'm gone. I'm so glad he gone to prepare a place for us. The Bible said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will not forget you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God. And whether I go, ye know. And the way, you know. Praise God. So we all know the destination. We all know how to get to heaven. We all know how to walk right. We all know how to live a holy life. But I'm here to tell you, church,
upon conclusion. This is a serious message today. You need to make sure. Amen. Take time to talk to Jesus. Amen. We sing a song. A little talk with Jesus will make it all right. We need to have that little talk with Jesus. We need to talk to him. Tell him all about it. Make sure that you and him is on one accord. Make sure that you walk in circumspectly. Make sure that you follow his command. Make sure that everything is pleased in the sight of God. Because we want the Lord to accept us. We want the Lord to put his approval on us. We want the Lord to tell us all, well done, my brothers and sisters. Well done. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Come and enjoy the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We don't want him to say, depart from me. I never know you. Amen. I don't want to go to that lake we just reading about. The lake of fire. I'm not talking about an enjoyable place like Jordan Lake. Right here on the other side of Durham County. Amen. That's Jordan Lake. You can fish. You can have boat rides. Amen. You can camp out. Amen. We ain't talking about that kind of lake. Amen. But you will be in the lake of fire. Praise God. Where you will burn. And you will burn. And you will burn. And don't burn up. Praise God. You know, when you throw a piece of paper on the fire, you know how that paper, it just a burn up. It just ashes. Just nothing there. Amen. But that ain't how hellfire is. Amen. When you get in that fire, it's everlasting. To everlasting, praise God. You may live here 75 years on this earth, but your eternal home, wherever you choose to go, that will be everlasting to everlasting. If you choose to go to heaven, amen, you're going to enjoy the greatness of the Lord forever. But if you choose, come on somebody, amen. I said if you choose to go to hell, amen, that will be everlasting to everlasting. Amen, that 75 years is just like a dot in a bucket compared to eternal. Amen. I don't want to go that place. The Lord just checked me. I said, if you choose to go to hell, you know what the Lord just let me see? Sometimes you ain't got to choose. You go to hell, you ain't got to choose. Just don't do nothing. You ain't got to say, well, I want to go to heaven. Well, I ain't living right. I don't go. Don't do nothing. You'll end up in hell. Amen. But you got to do something to get to heaven. You got to call on the Lord. But you ain't got to do nothing to go to heaven. I mean to hell. Just do nothing. Just out of your time away. We sing a song, heaven or hell are you choosing? Give me that number. Where shall I go? Is that it? Huh? There's a verse in there I want. Say it loud. Is it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trying to get you to heaven. I don't want nobody to miss this place. Yeah, I think it's $3.99. That's it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's the verse here I want to get. $3.99, I believe it is. Well, is it? Yeah. Heaven or hell. That's it. Verse 2, 399, it said, where is thy refuge, sinner? Look where your pathway will end. Repent or you perish forever. Offer destruction
awful destruction is at hand. Heaven or hell are you choosing? Fixing and sealing your fate. God and his mercy refusing, lost too late. Praise God. Then that chorus said lost forever. But that's why I preached this message this morning, to let you know you don't have to be lost. And certainly you don't have to be lost forever. But you have a choice. Heaven or hell, you are choosing. God bless you. And God bless America.